Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hey, folks, Chad Potter, live and local, just drove down the street. Now I'm at Ridezilla again, 2680 South Carson Street. Let me give you a hint, folks, if you want a great deal on anything involving motorcycles or all the vehicles, snowmobile, get here now because there was only two more parking spaces. It's filled up in the front. I had to go around the back, and sorry, I took the last truck space. But there's one space for you if you get here now. I bring this up. I don't want you to be frustrated. You might want to park at the neighbor's and walk over. You didn't hear it from me. On the telephone is Joe Piscopo, who is doing a couple of shows at the Carson City Nugget tonight, ccnugget.com for tickets. Joe Piscopo, welcome back. How you doing, Joe? I'm not hearing him, Craig. Oh, okay. I thought it was just me. Usually is just me. You're going to work on that? Okay. Just keep on talking. Okay. Ridezilla, this sale is going on today only. It's one day. Free catered lunch is coming up in less than an hour. That's from Lady Tamale. It's free for everybody. We have free prize giveaways all over the place. Yamaha giveaways, I mean big ones. Tickets for the flat track race, massive savings, and we're talking 75% off. And this is what gets me. This place already has a reputation. If you go to like Google reviews and you see what people say about Ridezilla, these are people who shopped around. And you'll notice that the reviews on Google reviews, a lot of them say, I picked Ridezilla because it was the most inexpensive option. I saw that in a couple of the Google reviews for Ridezilla. Check it out yourself. But on top of that, we have today only, 75% off all in-stock snow apparel, 60% off all in-stock casual apparel, up to 75% off moto boots, massive one-day only prices on wheel tire packages, all in-stock side and side accessories, LS2 helmets, and helmets as low as $89. I was behind when I got here at 9. I was behind a guy who was waiting at the door for 20 minutes to get three helmets. $69. 75% off Liat Moto Boots. 75% off, folks. 50% off all Fox Racing equipment. 50% off e-bikes until they are gone. Not only that, they have the brand name sales. Right now, it's the summer of Suzuki. There are Polaris deal days here. The Honda bonus bucks are going on here. Yamaha Let's Ride sales event going on right now here, and Kawasaki deals. I don't think who are we missing? Pity on the poor brand. What's that? You have Joe? Hey, you do have Joe. Hey, Joe Piscopo. Good morning. Joe, not hearing me, Craig. That usually happens when people listen.
I got you,
Joe? Yes, sir. I'm surrounded by motorcycles. It's not the typical show, and now I'm here myself 4 seconds later, Craig. Joe, we'll figure this out. Yeah, I'm still
here.
I'm here. Well, I got to hear him too, Craig.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Okay, yeah, now we got it.
That's okay.
So how you doing? I got that delay again. As long as you can hear me, Joe, I got to bring up, because, of course, everybody knows you from Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you saw this, the Vice Channel. Just came out with a new one-hour documentary on SNL. Did you see it?
Yeah, I didn't see it. It's on the Vice Channel. I know there's a film coming out, but what was that a recent one, John?
Yeah, it just came out last week. It's a part of the Dark Side of the 90s series. The Dark Side, Joe.
When are we going to ever do anything positive? You know, this is why
I know.
God, we appreciate you taking the time on 99.1. I'm going to be on stage tonight at the Nugget with my buddy Dean DeLillo and a great group. We had a great dinner yesterday. I'm going to stay positive. We're going to have fun.
I know.
What's the negativity, right?
Well, the dark side of the 90s, Joe. But it did have some things I didn't know. And first off, I guess the first plan on Saturday Night Live was to have Albert Brooks as the permanent host. He turned it down. And number two, did not know this. Lorne Michaels kept his cast in line by always making them feel that they could be fired at any time. And if a cast member went to talk to him in his office, Lorne would never look directly at them and keep them wondering about their job security. Is that true?
No, I don't think so. Everybody had a real love. They had a love affair with Lorne Michaels. Lorne Michaels is the man that put the show in the air. He's one of the brightest, one of the most instinctive, brilliant television executives ever, not to mention movie producer. And when he put somebody on SNL, and don't forget, John, I'm not from Lawrence era. I come from Gene Manion to Kevin, so we talked about that. I was part of the cast that replaced the original cast, which was so tough. We'll talk about it tonight on the stage. Shows at 6 and 8, by the way. But, nah, Lauren, man, you know what I wish? And the only regret I have, if Lauren was there when I was there, I always say this for the record, is that I would have had, like, three movies off of SNL. The Whiners, the Sports Guy. Lauren would have made them movies. You know what I'm saying? He made everybody happy over there. So I wouldn't listen to any of that gossip.
Well, you're not playing along with the dark side of things. Okay. Tell me, you're, I guess, in Carson City already, because I hear you hosted a dinner last night in Carson City. How was that?
You know, it was the best. The people here in Carson City are spectacular. So I've been friends with the casino boss, Dean DeLillo, at the Nugget for 100 years. We've known each other. He said, I've been trying to come out, like we talked about last time, Jimmy Fallon comes out, and Dean's got all the top comics, and he said, Joe, you got to come out. It took us a couple of years to get here, but I'm here. We had a dinner last night. Everybody could not have been more gracious. I mean, real good American, passion and compassion and love. And I'm telling you, that's the thing that I always try to talk about, is how great the country is, how good the people are. You know, we always hear all those negative things you're talking about. And I'll tell you what, the best of America was right there, you know, at dinner, at the Nugget, a beautiful setting Dean gave us, and they'll be all at the show tonight. So it really is. It's very, very refreshing to get away from the crazy politics of it all that I do on the radio every morning, you know, and then meet some real people, Josh, you know.
Okay, so tonight, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, the shows. You are known from, again, Saturday Night Live for doing a lot of great impersonations. Oh, my gosh, who can beat your Frank Sinatra? Are you going to do any of that on stage? And if so, are any of those characters with you now, Joe Piscopo?
Yes, any and all. Come one, come all. Well, you know, order your impression now, friend. You know what? I am going to do everything. I want to open with the Frank Sinatra thing, and then I'll do everybody from Rodney Dangerfield. One of my heroes is Rodney Dangerfield, you know. I'll tell you, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm all right. No respect. We're going to have fun with Rodney and then Jerry Lewis. So we got them all on stage. And then rumor has it, John, that they've got some musical instruments on stage, and we're going to do some original country tunes, and we're going to do I Hear the Drums have showed up at the Nugget. So put your seatbelts on, baby. It's going to be a couple of great shows.
Well, and let me ask you this, too, Joe, because our listeners are really into politics big time. Anything we can expect on that field?
You know, I'll tell you this, if we can. We will. We'll talk about it, because when you see what happened with the DNC, and I know you and your audience will get this. If the DNC, they brought out, all the stops. They trashed Donald Trump It was a very negative, I thought, mean-spirited convention for the Democrats. They should have. They didn't take the high road. They went low, disregarded what Michelle Obama has said. But so stay with me on this. This is the big story. Kamala comes out. She does her speech. You know, listen, I don't like to criticize anybody, but, you know, I mean, she had a whole week to prepare for that. And it didn't really ignite the crowd. The next day, within 24 hours, Donald Trump had in his hip pocket Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Donald Trump had in his hip pocket a appearance with fireworks, with the American flag, and for it to have a Kennedy walk on stage with Donald Trump, to back Donald Trump. Donald Trump upstaged everything and anything the Democrats tried to do at that convention. And I'll tell you what, This is not a pro-Trump speech, although I'm voting for Donald Trump. He's a friend of 100 years, and I support him 100%. But I tell you, how brilliant was that? In the annals of American politics, that was the single coolest thing I've ever seen. Smoked them. Johnny smoked them in 12 hours, right?
Yeah, well... I don't know, Joe, because I'll tell you what, here's my biggest complaint about that. I bet it got like 10 seconds on the cable news that they used just that. And you brought up Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because I was listening, leaving the radio station to hear, and the top story on the top of the hour Fox News on this station was, what do RFK Jr.'s family think about him teaming up with Donald Trump? Why, whenever they talk about this man, do they have to go to his family, his Democrat family, to find out what they think? And of course, they're horrified and they think it's terrible. And when he first announced his candidacy, well, the family says this. What other candidate do we know where they keep going to the family for all this negativity? Right, Joe, help me, Joe.
Yeah. it's a great observation because it's ironic. When I'm an old JFK Democrat, that's why I'm a Ronald Reagan Democrat. You know, that's what I was, and so now I'm an independent. But what the family doesn't understand that RFK Jr. is speaking the truth, my friend. He's right on the money. He was on my show week before last. RFK Jr. was. He's a good guy, a guy with a great heart. And if Donald Trump keeps him on the rails, I think it's great for America.
I think the biggest reason I'm for those both those guys, they both hate war and they want to stop wars. And I want to go back to the time when we had no wars involving the United States of America, my friend. Okay, well, we got to wrap up. Joe, are we giving away tickets, Craig?
Yes, we are. We have five pairs of tickets for the 6 p.m. show. This is only for the 6 p.m. show. We gave away the 8 p.m. show last Saturday. So five pairs of tickets for this 6 p.m. show. Be
great.
Be the first five texters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like last week, to text their name and email address. I need both name and email address. And tickets will be at will call.
And the text number is 775-884-9910. Joe, we're going to pack the place. You're going to have a great time tonight, 6 and 8 o'clock at the Carson City Nugget. It was great talking with you.
John, you know, everybody loves you, man. Everybody loves 99.1. We appreciate you taking the time. Can't wait to see you.
All right, my friend. Take care. Joe Piscopo, and congratulations to our first five texters who do win that, 775-884-9910. Craig has taken down your information, and you'll get to enjoy the show. Everybody else, if you're too late, which is usually my luck, you can buy those tickets right now at ccnugget.com. And enjoy Joe Piscopo tonight, Carson City Nugget. Good to take a break, and then we're going to talk about this awesome sale. The place is packed at Ridezilla in Carson City. That's where I am. So we'll be back after the break on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
John Potter live and local, Ridezilla. Just talking to 99.1 KKFT loyal listener Randy, who came out here just to commiserate with me about high-tech stuff. No, it doesn't work. Randy, he's listening right now. Hey, Randy. Okay, so it's pretty awesome here at Ridezilla. I took 580 from Reno. Ignore all those road work signs they have up for the big bridge in Galena. I didn't see any road work at all, so it's a smooth drive out here. And by the way, you know what I found out? And listen up, because it may save you a lot of grief. If you see a road sign that says survey crew ahead, they're not actually interested in hearing your opinion. I know that now. So do not pull over to talk to them like I did. I know. It's very deceiving. And they yelled at me like it was my mistake. Let's go to Craig. We have some winners for Joe Piscopo tickets and Carson Nugget. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Craig, what you got?
I wish I was Joe. I would not be working in radio. We'll start. I have my five winners. Debbie D., Mike R., Michael L., Sue V., and Roma W. Those are my five winners. Your tickets will be available at Will Call this evening for the 6 p.m. show. If you can't make the 6 p.m. show, text me back, and I'll go on to the next people in line. But that's
okay,
where we're at.
Good. Well, lucky that you folks out there, and for everybody else, just go to ccnugget.com, and you can buy your tickets for Joe Piscopo's shows tonight at 6 and 8 o'clock. They should be just fantastic. As Randy was telling me, he said, oh, are you friends with Joe? I said, no, I'm not at all. But Joe made it sound like we are, and so he's a decent guy. And as you just heard, his political bent is more toward our listeners who we love. So that means you're guaranteed a good time out there. And you're guaranteed to get some great savings right now at Ridezilla in Carson City. This is a one-day-of-the-year event, the second annual birthday party blowout. And we do have great prizes all the way to noon. At noon, they start the lunch. The catered lunch starts at noon. But the deals are all day Saturday. That's today, 70% off, up to 75% actually percent off. I just saw the sign on all in-stock apparel. What a selection, in-stock brand name accessories. But the biggest savings are on the vehicles here, the motorcycles, five different types of motorcycles. Did not know this. Learned something every time you walk in here. Snowmobiles and the 4Runners and the side-by-sides. Save yourself an awful lot of money. How you doing, my friend? Good. Yeah, take a gift card. Yeah, if you come up and come meet us, we have gift cards here at our table inside Ridezilla. The address, super easy, we're on South Carson Street, 2680 South Carson, between the Nissan and the Honda dealers. It's Ridezilla. So as we see the weather that we're seeing today, you might want to look into the winter stuff because when winter starts, this is the time to buy a snowmobile. It's kind of off season, so the prices are pretty much rock bottom. So I was talking about no road work that I saw on 580. Have you folks seen the cameras right there on some traffic lights in South Reno? I wanted to bring this up. They are super obvious. We have, yes, new traffic cameras. Some of them, you can't miss them. They're mounted on like these long vertical poles from the stoplight. I saw the one at South Virginia and 580 by Camping World. But we are told that they are not cameras to catch violations in license plates. They are there to detect bikes and motorcycles and long lines of vehicles to trigger a green light.
That is correct.
What took them so long?
What the way it works is it takes an image. It has an image from when there's nobody in the intersection in its computer database and compares it to each image that it takes every second. And if there's something different on that image, it could be that it's gridded out to like 10 by 10 squares. So if something changes that in one of those squares, it will determine what it is and trigger the light in that person's favor.
All right. First off, we could have used this 30 years ago. But second, Craig, they look so prying. It's hard for some people to believe that these cameras are not set up to grab some ticket money of violators.
One of the other things that they're used for is I believe they're used in accident investigation to see who ran the light and crashed into who. It makes accident investigation a little easier. And excellent. I will stop right now using the word accident, because accident implies no fault. There's always somebody at fault in a collision.
Always?
Always. Whether you're falling asleep and running into a center pole, it's a collision. If you run a red light and crash into somebody, it's a collision. It's not an accident.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Okay, so two people are, I don't mean to argue. Okay, two people are not paying attention. One person is looking at the pretty girl walking on the sidewalk. Somebody else is glancing at their phone. They crash. They did not mean to crash.
But they were doing they were doing an activity that was not an accident. They were doing something, looking at their phone. That was not an accident, but it caused an accident or collision. And
you're
actually,
if
you look at the NHPs or Nevada Department of Public Safety, at the bottom of every accident investigation release, it says, please do not refer to collisions as accidents. They are collisions. Accident implies no fault.
Even though they did not mean to crash.
It's a collision. They were doing something that caused it.
Okay, listen, I have to admit, I just like to argue, okay?
I know that, John, I like to lead you on with it, too.
Thank you for putting up with me. Anyway, but you should know this, folks, that cameras that are used to send tickets are actually illegal in Nevada. Yes, I've heard new residents... especially from California, Washington State, and Arizona, where they are legal. Ask me why no traffic cameras here at stoplights. I think it might be actually a good idea, because, my gosh, how many red light runners do we see now to use them to send tickets? Illegal. I don't know why. Haven't we all seen these red light runners and the other lawbreakers? And
the
we
speed
wonder,
up through the yellow light to get across the intersection.
Everybody.
Before. Yes.
Everybody,
yeah.
Craig, does it.
Well, and you'll know, so, if we had those red light cameras or speed cameras, whatever, they wouldn't be up at 30 feet above ground level. They would be down right above the walk, don't walk sign, so that you can actually see and take a picture of the person driving. Because at the angle they are up above, you can't see who's driving.
Okay, just put them everywhere.
Yeah.
I see red light running every day. Oh. And reminder, folks, it was a majority Democrat state assembly and a Democrat governor, Sisolak, that decriminalized many traffic violations. They only care about people voting for them and getting elected, so they wanted the red light runner vote. And so they decriminalized a lot of stuff. They passed the bill. He signed it into law. So now we have more red light runners. We have more uninsured vehicles and cars without license plates. The amount of people on the road with suspended licenses and no insurance is astonishing, just from what I see. And it's understandable, because there are humans who are going to take the path of least resistance and drive. People who don't pay insurance are out on the roads freely, while people who pay and follow the law, we feel like clowns. It's raised our insurance rates. Take a look at your insurance bill. The uninsured motorist insurance, that's a huge part of it. In theory, we have to be insured, but less enforcement means more people not being insured and more money that you have to pay for all those folks. So should the police confiscate cars that are uninsured? Those are license plate readers. I got off track. And we have a few downtown that just take pictures of license plates for whatever reason. They don't result in tickets. That's illegal. But these new cameras on South Virginia they just put up are really more like sensors. They operate the light. Yeah. In my case,
it saves them time from having to put that wire coil in the pavement to see your car driving over it, changing the magnetic field. Motorcycles, a lot of motorcycles don't have enough metal to trigger them. That's one of the reasons they're there.
How many times do I inch forward 2 inches and then inch back 3 inches back and forth to trigger the darn light?
Fruitlessly.
And I have a passenger usually with me who's a know-it-all and says, the front bumper has to be on the line of the walkway. You're not doing it right.
Technically, your passenger, Miss Kathy, is correct. Once you cross that 18-inch white line, you are technically running a red light or stop sign.
Why do you always take her side?
Because she gives you about a harder time as I do.
Actually, when they say it triggers a green light, if the camera sees you, in my case, they're used to trigger a red light as soon as I approach an intersection. So every light is red every damn time. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. No, they're not cameras, but that does not mean they're not out to get you, is what I say. These are cameras for traffic light control and scaring the paranoid. But let's get to one great purpose they serve, and that is spotting the bikes and the motorcycles better so they can make the light change, which is a very popular idea here at Ridezilla. But it's been a pet peeve of mine for years. Got to break the law if you're on a bike. I'm going to test that. I'm going to get on the bike and see if they actually work. But, okay, back to Ridezilla. Second annual birthday blowout. The house is packed. That's why it's kind of noisy here. Sorry about that. Parking lots, there's probably on average, I keep asking, they say there's one open, there's two parking spaces open to the Ridezilla lot. And that's not just the front, it's all the way in the back, which is a bigger lot, and it's filled up. We have a couple of cars looking for spaces. I might get in trouble for this, but boy, the next door neighbor businesses, they got lots of room. But, you know, I'm just observing.
There'll be that space that John took, the double where he took two parking spaces. That'll be opened up in 13 minutes when he leaves.
You know, that's not my idea of a vehicle. That's my wife's truck. It's a monster. I'm not a truck person. I did try to squeeze in as much as I... Oh, boy, I can get on another rant now about the parking lots we have that fit Kias. And anyway, that's for another Saturday.
Or the smart
person. We're going to take a break and be back. Final segment here at Ridezilla. Come meet me in Carson City at Ridezilla. I'll give you a gift card, okay? It's real easy, South Carson Street, right between Kia and right between, I think, Nissan and Honda on South Carson Street across from Motel 6. All right, take a break right now. Back for our final segment. I got to leave in like 12 minutes, folks, so come on by. If you're in the neighborhood, I'll give you a gift card. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. Final segment. The food is here. Catered lunch, free, Ridezilla, 2680 South Carson Street. That's where we are right now. And we have Ben, the manager. Ben, I don't know where to start. You're going all out, man. This place is packed and the deals and everything. First off, for the people who've never been here, Ridezilla, how'd you come up with that name?
It's part of a bigger picture. We have a e-commerce company within the umbrella of our business. We have some other e-commerce businesses that use that same.
That's manager talk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I like about your website? Your inventory is all there. This bike, that bike, this bike used, this bike new. It's all there.
Yeah, we try to keep updated on that. In today's market, it's pretty competitive. If you don't give customers a good bit of information to start off with, then getting them to come down to the store is going to be that much more difficult.
I got to say, you guys already, because I was looking at your Google reviews, you already have this reputation of being the inexpensive place for motorcycles, scooters, snowmobiles, all these things, the quads and side-by-sides, because so many of these reviews say, oh, I went here and I got a quote, I went there, and Ridezilla had the best deal. How do you do that?
Well, it's just important to us that we take care of our customers. We understand that in today's market, it's much more competitive than it was a few years ago, and we're just trying to react to the market to make sure our customers know we're giving them the best value and customer service we can.
I'm curious about electric motorcycles. Is that a thing? Are they catching on?
They're going to catch on. They're in their infancy right now. They're only going to get better, but it is a product that we're going to have to get used to in the future, and that silent riding is just going to be part of motorcycles in the future.
All right, you saw the weather change today. What do you have in the way of snowmobiles?
We've got a lot of 25s headed our way right now. We've got a few 24s left over, mainly all mountain snowmobiles. We don't have any of those out on display today. We didn't anticipate this cooler weather, but we'll take it, and we'll get those snowmobiles out real soon.
Okay, finally, hot topic. Ben, should lane splitting be legal in Nevada?
Absolutely.
Oh, it is legal. Should it be illegal?
It's not legal in Nevada.
It's not legal.
No, it's not legal. It should be.
It should be like it is in California.
Right.
Why do you say that?
Because we got to keep our engines cool, and you don't want to get squished in between a couple of cars when the rear ending happens.
Okay, I'm on your side. You convinced me. Thanks, Ben. Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, we could hit on all the brands, and each brand has already got their sale going on, so your sale is on top of that sale. What's your personal favorite brand? I'm not supposed to ask that, but I'm curious.
Yes. I don't have an answer for that question.
Yes, but they're all
that on the radio.
They're all good, right?
Yeah, they're all fantastic products. We have the world's best in power sports. There's no other brand out there that offers better performance or connectivity to the road than the products that we have. But that ties right into Ian. We have Ian over here from the Fuji Park Flat Track Races, and I just want to introduce Ian and let him talk a little bit about the excitement that's flat track racing.
Yeah, when and where, Ian?
Tonight at Fuji Park. Thank you, Ben, by the way.
Ben.
Tonight at Fuji Park, gates open at 6. Racing starts at just after 7 o'clock. If you guys weren't there last night, tonight is going to be next level. You have two big spectacles. You've got the running of the bulls, which I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, and the deuce. Knockdown, drag out, elimination style duels between at least 18 to 20 of the top flat track pros on the West Coast are going to be right here in Carson City tonight.
You have that announcer voice, my man, but I don't know what announcers say. What does an announcer say at a flat track race?
You know, I don't normally have a whole lot that is just kind of pre-recorded. I go off the cuff. I improv a lot of what I say. And I just kind of look for scenarios and go, okay, I'm going to go interview this guy and I'm going to ask him.
Can you do Here They Come racing down the track for us?
And coming out of turn 4 all the way from Lodi.
Yeah.
Like, there we go.
I'm psyched already. How can people go tonight?
It's plain and simple, Fuji Park. If you're in Carson City, you know where it is. If you're not, if you come down Spooner, it's right next to Costco. You're going to see the lights. You're going to hear the sounds. It's going to be wild, guarantee it. And like I said before, running of the bulls, if you go there for one thing tonight, go there for that. Old school two strokes, and I'm talking museum quality bull tacos are supposed to be in attendance, a whole bunch of them, and a whole bunch of more old school two strokes. We're going to take things back to the days of On Any Sunday, to when men were men and bikes were garbage. And it's going to be, they're going to go out there and put on a show for the folks in Carson.
I'm getting the sense that this is a very important, rare event.
It's very rare. It's very rough to get a whole bunch of museum quality, old school, vintage two strokes together and have guys that actually want to go elbows up and go into turn one and not just baby them. They want to go wide open. They want to kick the thing sideways and they want to put on a show. And it's very rare, but it works.
Do people have to buy tickets? How much are those?
I don't have the ticket prices. I know we are giving away some of them here at Ridezilla. And if you come down to Ridezilla today, they're $10 off. If I remember right, $10 off at the parts department.
All right.
And if I remember right, they're $35 at the door. But if you come to Ridezilla, they're $25.
Awesome, Ian. Great talking with you. Have fun at tonight's race.
Thank you very much, my friend.
All right. Gave me a thumbs up. Okay, we got to go. We're at Ridezilla. This massive event happens all day today. They just set up the food. It's a free catered lunch for y'all. here on South Carson Street, 2680 South Carson Street, between Nissan and Honda. Yeah. I'm John Potter. Talk to you next Saturday, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Have a great weekend.